Bardot.
Yep.
Okay. Wait, what is that? Is that like French? Is that Irish? You got Shannon at the front end, so that's like Irish.
Yeah. Well, if you want the long story, it's that the Bardots were French. Somewhere along the line, got in trouble with the law, don't know what happened, went to Germany, changed their name, so it sounded a little more German. So I don't know the story. That's just what my dad tells me.
I think I like your family already. That's good. That's great. All right. Sharon Bardot. Shannon Bardot is with us today, and we're talking about little white lies.
Absolutely.
I loved playing with that earlier on. This is about little white lie soap. Now, you handcraft this lie soap. How did you get started in this?
Well, I started working at Living History Farms as an intern in the summer of 2001, and I graduated from college the following year and started there full time. And that was one of the things I picked up there. What better place to learn a craft like that than at a place that does it all the time?
Oh, yeah.
So I worked there full time for about 5 years and really learned a lot about making soap and what to do and what not to do. And
here you are today.
Yeah.
Now, why did you settle on the white lye soap?
Well, I really like the lye soap because it does not have any perfumes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't like smelling like perfume all day long with your soap, whether it's your bath soap or your laundry soap, either way. But also my nephew, for example, has eczema. And they had a really hard time finding a soap that did not irritate his skin. Now, little white lye soap has not cured his eczema, but it does not irritate his skin like all the other soaps they ever tried did. So I really settled on this because I love it. And a lot of people ask, well, what else are you going to do with it? What other scents are you going to have? Well, none. Because lots of people do scented soap. Very few people do just plain old lye soap.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know why people need the scented soaps. Other than to, I guess they want to broadcast to the world that they just took a bath or shower.
I don't know, maybe. I like that this soap leaves you smelling like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just fresh and clean. Now, my wife and I have gone to using the Little White Lye soap. And now the Little White Lye, because I think we started with a different lye soap and really liked it. And then I think she found your soap. And said, okay, you got to have her on the show. Because this is local. It's made local. Shannon's out of Ames, Iowa.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And do you live on a farm?
No.
You know what a farm is when you see one?
Yes.
Okay. That's
well,
good.
My dad grew up on a farm. That's as close as I come in. We spent lots of time on the farm as a kid. So actually, there's only two ingredients in my soap. Lye is one. And a lot of people get real nervous when they hear the word lye.
Yeah.
Because lye is a pretty caustic chemical. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, when they hear that I make soap, ask if I've ever seen the movie Fight Club. And if you're familiar with that movie at all, there's a scene in that movie where they make... Part of the storyline is that they make soap, and the guy actually gets lye on his hand, and it's burning his hand. Well, lye will actually do that to you. However, don't be afraid of the soap. It's good stuff. I use it every day, and Preston can attest, no burns on me anywhere.
No. None at all.
When you mix it with the lard, that helps to neutralize it right away. So the lard, this is where I'm getting back to the farm.
Okay.
The lard that I use comes from hogs raised in Iowa that are free-range hogs. So before we went on air, Preston and I were talking about the going green and that sort of thing. I mean, that's kind of as green as I think I can get with it. I use lard that I render from free-range hogs.
Oh,
now, I had a roommate. There's probably a reason I don't anymore. But this stuff smells awful when you're rendering it. But tell you what, once it all comes together, you get a nice, clean, fresh product that's very safe and gentle to use.
You know, we've gotten so spoiled, I think, as people. I really do. This is bad. I know I'm probably going to get, Nugget, he thinks he's so hot. Well, there was a time when smells were associated with natural products and who we were as people. Because if you go back, as you say here, I mean, cleaning Iowa's farmers for centuries.
Yep, it's true.
Now, I'm sorry. I think we produce some good people out of Iowa. And I think some of our fathers and mothers and grandparents who came out of here were really good folks. And they used lye soap.
Used it and made it.
And made it. You and bet. Rendered it right there at home over fire in the backyard.
Absolutely.
Okay? And they weren't going around holding their nose. They were going to go, this stuff will get you clean.
They only took a bath once a week, too, but that's besides the point.
They can do it more frequently. And one of the things there, how do you do it? How do you get the lard from the hogs? All of this stuff, I know as we're talking about it, people are out there going, oh my God, the soap's made out of lard from a hog that's rendered. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But every soap is made with lye and some kind of fat, be it animal fat, vegetable oils. It's all made with some kind of fat. This just happens to have pig fat in it.
Okay.
It's not bad for you.
No. Why does it have to have fat in it? Do you know why soap has to have fat in it? Is there?
See, based on the title on my business card, I should be able to tell you that. My title is Saponification Specialist.
Yeah, what the heck is that?
Saponification is the process of making soap.
Okay.
That's all that means.
Okay.
I wasn't a chemistry major. I can't explain it all to you.
Okay.
But I know that there is that a very hot chemical reaction that happens when you mix your lye and your lard together.
Mm-hmm.
And you do need both of those components. Now, if I were to go even more green than using lard that I render myself, it would be making my own lye. However, I'm not that good. Now, you can make lye, and what they used to do on a farm is you would take white ashes, and you get white ashes by burning a hard wood at a very high temperature. Otherwise, you get a gray ash. So you want to start with a white ash, and there's a process of seeping soft water, like rainwater, mm-hmm. which we're in abundance of today, of course.
Yes, we are.
But there's a process of seeping soft water through white ash that will give you lye. Now, when I worked at Living History Farms, we tried to make it. We never made it strong enough. We didn't make good lye, and I never figured out that process. So I do purchase my lye.
Okay.
And technically it is a chemical. It's a sodium hydroxide.
Okay.
But like I said, every soap has lye in it.
Every single one that's out there.
Every soap. The difference about this soap is that's all that's in it is lye and fat.
Okay.
That's it.
How do you get the fat?
How do I get the fat?
Yeah.
I know a number of different people who raise free-range hogs.
Okay.
So once they take the hogs to get butchered, mm-hmm. then I will just ask them if I can get that fat. And you usually get it in great big slabs. And you have to cut it up, probably 1-inch cubes or so. And then you cook it over a really low temperature. So if you're outside over a fire, it's a little harder to regulate that temperature.
Okay.
But when you're inside cooking on your stove, just turn it on to low. I mean, I'm talking like one, very low.
Very low.
You get it too hot and it starts to burn. And you want your lard to be pretty white. So if you think of lard like Crisco,
mm-hmm.
they look very much the same.
Okay.
So you want it to be very white like that. But if you get your temperature too high, it starts to turn yellow.
Oh.
So it's just the process of cooking it down very slowly. And you're just trying to get out all the impurities. So what I do is once it starts cooking down and it starts to liquefy, I'll dip the rendered lard out. I run it through a tea towel, like a flour sack towel, and let it drain through. And that's left with the pure lard. And then the cracklins is what's left.
Uh-huh.
And that gets thrown away.
I always thought the cracklins were something you're supposed to eat.
I was forced to eat one time. It was so bad. I mean, it's straight fat. Oh, it's so bad.
Okay.
So I avoid eating the cracklins. Uh-huh. I just toss those. Sometimes my cat gets interested in the smell, but, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, see, down in the south, or even on the southeast side where I grew up, cracklins was supposed to be good. We ate them.
Did ya?
Yeah.
Oh.
But we didn't know better.
Well, and you look like you're in pretty good shape for having eaten cracklins. So.
See?
Not so bad.
Good stuff for you. Well, you really do then, in a sense, you do make it in just the traditional style. I mean, this is the way it would have been made at home mm-hmm. in kitchens years
and
ago.
I wish I had a porch, because I'd make it on my porch if I had one. Instead, I'm stuck in my living room, but I do actually use, I've got a 15-gallon crock. And just have a big wooden stick, and you stir it up for 4 hours.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
So you just stir it?
Stir. And stir and stir. It's kind of boring. But it's, I think in the long run, you end up with a good product. So I think it's worth it. And for 4 hours of stirring, you know, I come out with about 80 bars or so.
Wow. Okay.
So that's not so bad. 80 bars and a little bit left to grind up for the laundry soap. So.
Okay. Okay. Now, can you do this? Are there machines that would do this work for you?
Oh, maybe. But I guess I kind of like the challenge and the just the being able to do that. I think that lends to the handcrafted a little bit more to say that, no, I actually did stir that for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Or I should probably shout out to my friend Becky who's listening right now. She often will help me stir soap too.
Oh, hey, Becky.
Yeah, look, bless your heart.
Becky's sitting there going, why couldn't I have gotten a better friend? I just needed one that was rich or something.
Yeah, that she did not find in me.
What about your parents when you started doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Your parents, what did they say?
Well, they were really pretty supportive. Dad, as a matter of fact, has just been a real great support in this process.
Okay.
Because one of the steps in making the soap, after it's all stirred up, you have to pour it into molds. And so I've got 4 boxes that are just wood boxes, and I line those with a flour sack towel. Love those flour sack towels.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know where to buy a wood box that would do just what I needed it to do, so I called Dad and said, can I come over? I have a project for us to do. So he helped me make all my boxes, and then I was trying to come up with how to cut an even size of a bar, and so we created a kind of like a cookie cutter, except it's a soap cutter.
Okay.
And so he helped me craft that. And so he's been very helpful in the process. And actually, one of the other things that I sell with my business are crocheted dishcloths. And one day, Dad said, you know, I've been watching a lot of TV lately, and I just get real bored watching TV. And I thought about what you might do, and you might crochet, right? And I said, yeah, I might. And he goes, do you think I'm smart enough to learn how?
No.
So I actually taught my dad how to crochet.
And oh, you did?
Yes, I did. So he even makes dishcloths for me, too. So I've just recently convinced my mom into using some of this soap on stained clothes.
Yeah, now you said she was kind of resistive of this idea.
She's a little leery about this stuff. Mm. I don't know what part of it that she just wasn't quite sure about. But she was a little leery about it. And I always said, well, if you have a stain, just rub a little bit of the bar of soap in, mm-hmm. you know, rub it in really good, and then throw it in your wash. Your stain will come out. And she said, well, I have OxyClean for that. And I said, no, seriously, just try my soap sometime. And she finally did, and she goes, guess what? It took the stain out. Duh. I told her it would. She finally believes me, so.
So you got a good convert there in Mom.
Absolutely.
Now, does she crochet?
No.
And so you got to work on her now to crochet.
Yeah, not likely.
Oh, yeah, I saw that look come over. Mom is not going to crochet.
No, Mom would rather have her nose in a book, and that's good. But, yeah, she's probably not going to pick up the crocheting anytime soon.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Well, this is very neat. And one of the things we were saying when we were off microphone here was that, you know, it's good to see these things coming back into vogue, and I even hate to say into vogue, because, you know, I think sometimes in society we reach a point where we really don't need to go past it. You know, and here's a product that traditionally for years and years and years is really what everybody used.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody decided to fancy it up in some way and change it and make it into something different. But it does the job. And it doesn't introduce any more chemicals into our waterways or into our sewers, which go into our waterways. It's clean. It's chemically free when you use it on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I have liked it. I have really liked it. And one reason is because it doesn't leave me smelling all flowery and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not a girl. I'm a guy.
Actually, if you were to go to visit littlewhitelysoap.com, that's lie spelled with the Y.
Yes.
If you go to the products page, I actually have a good friend, my photographer for my website, Christopher Bennett,
uh-huh.
who wrote his top 10 reasons why Little White Lye Soap. And one of his reasons was because it leaves you smelling like a man. But he had to go back and readjust that because he said, well, it leaves you smelling like a woman if you're a woman, too. I think his point was, it leaves you smelling like you. You don't smell all perfumey.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And, you know, some of the, you know, and I should say that I'm not, I don't want to be sexist here. It does leave you smelling like yourself.
Yes.
And that can be a good thing.
Absolutely.
Okay? Not a bad thing. And I know I read someplace as we were looking at this that for hunters who like to, people who like to go out into the nature,
mm-hmm.
I suppose you could be a bird watcher or anything else, one of the things that drives off wild animals will be the scent of human beings.
Oh, yeah.
And that is generally whatever you've put on your body.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a good soap. For people who don't want to leave a real scent trail, even when they're out in the wilderness, out in the woods.
I hadn't thought about that before. Yeah. That's actually very good.
Yeah,
thought.
So it knocks down the human scent and just leaves it a clean scent. And, you know, animals like that. They go, oh, that smells good. Let's wander over that way, you know. And there you got venison for dinner that evening.
There you go. Now, one of the other good things is if you're out wandering the wilderness, if you get into poison ivy, this is supposed to help. Now, it's not good. Again, it's not, you know, going to take it away or anything, but if you use some lye soap on it, it will really help to soothe your skin.
Oh, see? Okay. Now, the only thing I think that you pointed out that it doesn't really do is it doesn't lather like we might expect soaps to lather.
No, it doesn't. But if you think about any soap that you use, if you want it to lather better, put a little bit more water on your hands.
Okay.
And so in the shower, now you're a guy, Preston, so I don't expect you to understand what this means. But for you ladies listening, you'll take this bar of soap and rub it into a loofah. I understand guys don't use loofahs.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. But if you rub it into a loofah, that will help it to lather really well. One of the other products that you'll find on my website is actually a loofah that I've made, and it's a little, it's like a mitt that you just stick the whole bar of soap inside. And that's a piece that I knit. And so it's just a little pocket that you slide your soap in, and that helps to lather your soap just as well. So I've got one for a full-size bar of soap. And then, like I said, for my nephew who uses this soap, his hands are too small for a great big bar of soap. So I've actually made little hand-sized loofahs, too, that are just big enough to wash your hands with. So that will help the soap to lather up just a little bit better for you.
Oh, that's great. Tell us again that website that people can go to and see what your product is.
www.littlewhitelysoap.com, and that's lye spelled L-Y-E.
Yeah. So here's a chance. And again, my guest today is Shannon Bardol, and Shannon she's the owner, maker, hands-on maker of Little White Lye Soap. And this is a handcrafted, authentic lye soap,
mm-hmm.
Just like Grandma might have made. It's natural, it's gentle, and it's for daily use. And I do. I use it for everything now. And I was even saying I use it to wash what little hair I have. And I think I'm growing some hair back. No, I can't.
Oh, don't say that.
No, I won't go that far. But I found it really to be squeaky clean when you're done, literally, and very sort of soothing. Doesn't leave my skin dry and itchy afterward.
Absolutely. So. Now, for anybody who's interested in purchasing this soap, it is available here in Des Moines at Living History Farms, mm-hmm. which is over on the corner of Hickman and Interstate 35, of course. If you're in Ames, you can get it at the Downtown Farmers Market, which is the Old Train Depot on Main Street. They're actually open all year round. They've got an indoor portion of the market, and they're open on Thursday evenings and Saturday mornings. And then Wheat's Field is an all-natural grocery store in Ames as well, and they've got it there.
Yeah.
Of course, you can always go and purchase through the website as well.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Well, there you have it. And again, that website is www.littlewhitelysoap.com. And so you can go online, and Shannon can take care of you there. So, can you buy it by the case or something? How many bars can you buy all at one time?
You know, you can buy just as many as you want.
Yeah.
You can order 1,000 bars, but that might take me a few weeks to get it done. But
yeah, let's see. 4 hours of stirring for 40 bars, or 80 bars.
About 80 bars.
Okay. Yeah, you'll be stirring a little bit.
little bit.
Okay.
Becky!
Oh, golly, see, there you go. Well, listen, thanks for taking the time to come down from Ames to be on the show. We sure appreciate that.
You bet. It's good to be here.
Okay, and tell Dad hi, and thanks for all the work he's doing to help you out.
I sure will.
And tell Mom, come on, get on the crochet thing. Come on.
I'll try.
The soap work, tell her though, crocheting is good mentally and physically.
I'll try.
Yeah, it isn't going to work. Okay. Mom is going no. All right. Again, my guest, Shannon and the Little White Lies soap.